I still don't think, and yet we're doing an awful lot of work on this particular area, and that's better regulation. We're still not getting the traction. Every time we think we've got a couple of regulations moved, they bring in six or seven others that are very much targeted at making business difficult for small business, much more than medium or large business. It has detrimental effects. I was talking to a herbalist who's saying that now he's got a situation, although he's a trained herbalist who has been working for years at his job, has all the qualifications that is needed, because of pressure brought in by Europe, by the drugs companies, and being brought on board by the English Secretariat, the British Secretariat, he now has a huge bill for each ingredient he has to have independently tested. So if he's got a product that has six ingredients, he has a six-ingredient cost. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if he's got 500 products that he sells, it potentially puts him out of work.
Yeah.
Now, there are ways that are being looked at to actually help where bigger companies are coming in and they're doing the cost-finding and he buys the product from them.
Yeah.
And because they've all done the licensing agreement, and then he can... So they bear the cost, and he pays a small fee.
Yes.
Towards it, and that. But that's a hell of a way of running a country. I'm sorry. Mm. It's somebody's fallen for the big drug companies saying.
One of the problems we also have in this country is that we tend to gold plate EU regulations.
And we've talked about this with Peter Aldous and others on this show, and they just say that we're very, very good at doing it. Fine, but should we do it?
Stop doing it.
Stop doing it.
Yeah.
If you know, it's a nonsense. But we've had workshops and seminars. We had a very good seminar that was given by two of our members' expertise on the new employment tax and the PAYEs.
Oh, yes, going online. I will say that.
Oh yes.
Today, after 6 days, actually managed to do the real-time PAYE because the site kept crashing. You know, they have put this system in place, and like an awful lot of businesses, we all pay either the last day of the month or the first day of the month. It's taken till today, and actually it was an update. It had a downloaded update, so I think somewhere somebody's been squirreling away and working very, very hard to replace some, you know, do a fix again. But yes, I mean, the real time is taking masses of time.
And that's affecting small businesses far more than it is affecting large businesses.
And it also affects more the people that pay weekly, isn't it, which are the smaller businesses.
You know what would be a really good exercise for Her Majesty's Government to do? Would be to go along to the FSB and do an audit. Proper audit. It might take 2 or 3 months working with the FSB and getting evidence of all the regulations that actually have come in the last 5 years that are impacting on small business.
Yeah.
And when they had the list, which I'm sure they have,
They'd
be horrified.
It is, because I don't think people put these rules and regulations in intentionally.
I don't think there's any malice.
No, there's not.
They don't think it through, do they, and how it's actually going to affect
the
businesses.
The end point of it, and sort of as a small business, you know, you see more stuff coming through, and the updates which are coming through from the government, and you know, you get your emails about all the different things, and you're thinking, I haven't got time for this. I mean, that's one of the big things. That's the one thing that a small business never has enough of, and that's time. You know, and you're right. The more that they put this red tape in, and they keep putting more bureaucracy onto us, the harder it is for us.
We're doing a project at the moment with the Food Standards Agency, and their head of better regulation. She came down to Suffolk and had a meeting with us. And from that meeting, we're beginning to look at some of the regulations and seeing why we're getting problems. Well, one of the things we found was the way they're written. They don't make sense. They look like they've been written by somebody who had a degree in classics. Not that somebody had a degree in English literature, and certainly not good communication. And therefore, that when you take it from central government to local government officers, it's so easy for them to misinterpret.
Mm.
And when they misinterpret, it can cause problems. So we get nonsense, like somebody saying you can't make coleslaw with carrots unless they've been through an industrial washer.
Mm-hmm.
It's only reversed when it gets into the national newspapers and they're ridiculed.
Yes.
But it should never have happened in the first place.
No.
But it wasn't any malice by the FSA.
No. It's just not thinking it through.
It's not consulting with the Federation of Small Businesses and the Meat Traders Association and the Hoteliers Group and saying, hey guys, this is a problem. How are we best going to solve it and work together on it? Instead, they sit in an ivory tower with good intentions and they produce an absolute mess that begins to affect on small business and growth. Now, we can, just as we're now in good heart taking part in this process to try and improve it, if we can do it with the FSA, we can do it in so many other areas.
Yeah.
And I think we should.
Yeah.